online. But subsequently, the procurement has happened, and all the judges who needed to receive laptops have already been provided with that as at the last week of June. So we have provided the courts with the superior courts with judges with those the laptops. I would want to, Deborah, can you put the slides on the, there's a question on the 64 and how the, what's that question? The infections. With your permission, Chair, sorry. Yes, it's Honorable Janji's question. If you can just show that we had a slide from somewhere else where these numbers are captured. If the secretary can just put it in from our side. Yes. You will see on that, oh, I don't know if you, Honorable Chair, can everybody see the slide? Because on my computer it's cut. Okay, that's fine. Just on that slide to answer Honorable Janji's question, you'll see the, we've broke down all the courts, including the national office, percentage staff reporting the number of COVID positive cases, that's 64. There it appears. You'll see, I think this is also in line with what we hear from the presentations that are made by the Minister of Health when he reports on a national basis. Gauteng is leading, as 23, and that's consistent with Gauteng being the leader. Now Gauteng High Court and the Labor Appeal Court and the Land Claims Court takes 23 as the leader, followed by the Western Cape with 14, and then Western Cape, I'm sorry, Eastern Cape is with 14, and then Western Cape is 11. The others are single digits, and that makes the 64. And I think the other information relates to the self-isolation as well as the comorbidities numbers. Just to answer the question to Honorable Janji, I will ask the CFO and Mr. Faniker to take the question of reprioritization of the office, that is the rental payment, whether it's in agreement with us and DOJ, as well as the translation, Mr. Faniker, Ms. Faniker.
Thank you, Chair. Can I continue?
Yes, yeah, you can.
Thank you. Chair, on the issue of the agreement or on the office rental, yes. When we had the interactions with National Treasury, it was one of the discussions we had with the Department of Justice, and that is then in terms of an agreement that we will then reprioritize that inwards towards the OCJ. So, yes, there is an agreement with the department. On the... Is there another one that I need to answer? No, the others deal with the court administration.
It's what we'll do with PPEs in terms of
money.
Oh,
the PPEs. Yes. Okay, yes. Yes, Jay, we listed the issue of PPEs as a risk, not necessarily to say that the OCJ will not procure PPEs when it's required, because that needs to happen in any case. We have to fight the pandemic. What it will then mean if the money for PPEs is way more than we've predicted, it means that we still have to reprioritize internally and cut other services to be able then to fund the PPE requirements from within the new baselines. So I don't think the intention would ever be not to procure PPEs. It's just that the risk of an increased amount will have a necessity to cut the budget or reprioritize the budget even further, which will impact on service delivery.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson and members. There was a question also from Honorable Ndlozi regarding the airborne virus, the information that is coming out. Our response can only be that we do the best to ensure that deep cleaning still take place as required by the requirements of our surfaces, I mean of our facilities, and masks are being used and sanitizers are being used. But with regard to the airborne, the Department of Health will have to guide us on this because I think it is a matter that requires much more technical advice to be able to know how best to do. But we try to manage that through making sure that not on a daily basis our officials are at the office. even the rotation, both at the national office as well as at the courts. People are not allowed to come every day to the office. There are days that are skipped that people must not come to work. Just so that we also try to limit that in as far as the office space is concerned. But the long and short of it is that deep cleaning and masking and sanitizing is still the answer. And Health Department of Health National will have to advise whether there are other new interventions that are based on scientific basis for us to deal with that. We'll move to the translation services. Ms. Van Eerkerk will deal with that.
Thank you, Chairperson. On the matter relating to translations and the impact that a possible budget cut could have, is that we've noted this as a risk. If we have an increased amount for this, then we are at risk to have to look to reprioritize to find funding for translations and transcriptions. On the backlogs in the circuit courts, or that could be occasioned by another risk that we've noted on the circuit courts, is the judge presidents have issued directives, and that would mean that cases that would ordinarily go to circuit court will in all likelihood be dealt with where possible in by audiovisual or online and be prioritized to be brought to the main centers. As a result, we've noted these as risks and not as formal decisions that have been taken for the spending. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson and members. I think we've covered the questions from our side, unless there are other areas that we might not have.
Now, just before I allow other members to ask questions again, if they so wish, this issue of peaceline under the modernization of our courts, how far is the project in Gauteng, how far are you in terms of rolling it out to other courts?
Ms. Fanny?
Thank you, Chairperson. Case lines as part of the court modernization project is fully rolled out in Gauteng and is currently being used. It is part of the court modernization process, and its further rollout to the rest of the courts will fall in line with that in terms of the action plan for rolling out the court modernization, the court online system. So in terms of the initial pilot, which was planned in Gauteng, it is fully implemented in Gauteng.
We'll come back to that. Are there any other members who would want to make follow-ups?
Honourable Chair, Woman Yuho Driffin.
Honourable Drachens. I see Honourable Lozi, is your hand still up? Do you still want to make a follow-up?
Yeah.
Okay, Honourable Janji, do you still want to make a follow-up?
No, Chair order. On a point of order.
No, I'm seeing hands here, so I'm not sure whether is those are the hands that were for the first round or are the hands for the second round. That is why I'm just making this roundup.
No, Chair, okay, thank you very much. But you must for them, Honorable Ndlozi, that language is unparliamentary. This is not a strict
Chairperson.
Okay, Honorable Janji.
Sorry, Chair. I think it was for the first time. I will lower my hand. Thank you.
Okay. We have Honorable Nivot Rechans followed by Honorable Ndlozi.
Chairperson?
Chair? Secretary?
Yeah, I'm informed that the meeting is live. Being broadcast live, and the members are requested to fit on their videos when they speak.
Okay.
Chairperson?
Honorable members, you are requested to switch on your videos, but we do understand that others are having connectivity problems.
Thank you.
We must bear that in mind. So if you know that your connectivity is unstable, then please switch off your video, but we encourage members to switch on their video.